ulele, uale, ule, ulelei. Uale, ulele, uale, ule, ulelei.
Welcome to the Wild Mother Podcast for women who want to birth, mother, and live with pleasure, purpose, and power. The wisdom of Mother Nature is our guide as we dive deep into the subjects of physiologic birth, natural parenting, and conscious mothering. Join me, Dr. Jessica Hodgins, for evidence-based and soul-centered conversation with guest experts and real mamas just like you. Let's go. Well, welcome to the very first episode of the Wild Mother Podcast. I am so excited to be here and to get to connect with you in this kind of deeper way that a podcast allows, where we can really dive deep and get into the meat of some of the issues that I get really excited about. So today's episode is going to be pretty short. I just want to give you a sense of the kinds of subjects that you can expect to hear about here on the podcast, and also just give you a really quick introduction to me and to who I am. So there are three things that I love to talk about, and I could just talk about all day and kind of do. So I just want to give you a sense straight away of these three themes that I'm going to be talking about lots and lots on the podcast, because if I heard someone say these three themes, I would be like, oh my God, this is the podcast for me. Subscribe. And if you don't have the reaction, then it's just not the podcast for you, and that's totally fine. So here are the three things that I could talk about all day. The first is physiologic birth. So by physiologic birth, I mean the kind of birth that is driven just through the natural innate capacity of the mother's and baby's bodies working together. So birth without any kind of drugs or intervention. Now, you'll hear people use the term natural birth to describe a similar kind of thing. I prefer not to use the word natural birth for a few reasons that we'll go into further down the track. I like physiologic birth more than anything because it's unambiguous. We know exactly what we're talking about when we discuss physiologic birth, and it doesn't carry a kind of moral judgment. So I love physiologic birth. I love it for a few reasons. One of those reasons is because it changes women's lives. And I've experienced this myself. I experienced a physiologic birth in the birth of my own little boy, Ned, at home nearly 2 years ago now. I've experienced this, the life-altering capacity of true physiologic undisturbed birth. And I've also witnessed it in so many other women as well. So physiologic birth is actually a very rare event in our modern world, certainly in so-called developed countries. But I've been fortunate to witness a lot of other women who've experienced their own physiologic birth, and I've seen the way it's changed them. Once a woman experiences birth in that way, she is unstoppable. And I think if more women were able to experience physiologic birth, the world would be a very different place. So that's one of the reasons that I love physiologic birth. And the other reason that I love it is because of the science and the poetry of it. It's beautiful. And I can't wait to dive deep into physiologic birth with you really soon. Have I said physiologic birth enough in the last minute? I don't think so. So that's one subject that you can expect to hear lots and lots about here on this podcast. The other subject that I could talk about all day is kind of natural, gentle parenting. So I actually prefer to use the phrase physiologic parenting, because the word physiologic acknowledges that I'm talking about a kind of parenting that is aligned with our baby's physiologic design, our baby's ancient mammalian design. And so my issue sometimes when we talk about gentle parenting or natural parenting, those things don't always take into account our baby's physiologic design as humans. So when I talk about physiologic parenting, what I'm nodding to is the fact that our babies are exactly the same physiologically, so their bodies are exactly the same as our ancient ancestors. And so they have particular needs. They are hardwired. Infant humans are hardwired for connection. They literally grow their brains through responsive, connected parenting. Some of the other things that human babies are physiologically designed to have is they're designed to be in close physical proximity to their caregiver a lot of the time. So that means baby wearing and also co-sleeping. These things are aligned with our baby's physiology. Co-sleeping, for example, helps babies to regulate their circulatory, their respiratory systems. So human babies rely on physical proximity to their mamas to be able to regulate their entire physiology. Another key component of physiologic parenting is breastfeeding. Babies are designed to feed from the breast, and that doesn't just support them nutritionally. It also supports them in everything from regulating their nervous system right through to the actual physical development of their skull and their mouth. And the other aspect of physiologic parenting, and this is something that's not talked about a lot in gentle parenting or even in natural parenting circles, but is the fact that our babies are actually designed to wee and poo in a receptacle that isn't strapped to them. So nappies or diapers aren't actually aligned with our baby's physiologic design. And so if you haven't heard of elimination communication yet, I can't wait to share all about that subject with you over the coming weeks. And I'll definitely be doing a podcast episode all about that. And what I find really helpful in thinking about parenting in terms of our baby's physiology is that it really helps to cut through a lot of the noise and the overwhelm and the unsolicited advice that is part and parcel of parenting in our modern day. It really cuts through opinion, and it just brings it down to what's our baby's physiologic design, to the relationship between mother and baby or caregiver and baby. So it focuses on that relationship, and it focuses on the intuitive knowing between mother and baby and this intuitive connection that's so beautiful. So again, what I get excited about here is the science and the poetry of this relationship between mother and baby, because mother and baby are a dyad. And what I mean by that is that they are two organisms that function optimally together. There's this beautiful symbiosis between mother and baby that's the science of it is exciting, but it's just the poetry of it is beautiful, and the experience of it to be part of a mother-baby dyad is absolutely magical. And I love to talk about it, and I love to share this concept of physiologic parenting with other mamas, because it just helps to clarify. It just cuts away all the noise, and it just brings it down to you and your baby and what your baby is designed to need from you as a mama. Okay, and the third thing that I love to talk about is this belief that I've come to hold about mothering. And it's in stark contrast to the dominant cultural narratives that we have about mothering as this exhausting, depleting sacrifice. You'll hear the word juggle a lot. I hate the word juggle because I don't want to feel like I'm juggling. I want to be. I want to be in motherhood. I want to be with my child and with myself. I don't want to be juggling balls in the air. And so what I've come to believe about mothering is that the perinatal period, and what I mean by that is pregnancy and the early months postpartum, I believe that the perinatal period is intended to be a time of immense growth and healing for women. Now, how could I possibly say that? I say that because I believe in the wisdom of Mother Nature. And when we as parents are holding on to our stuff, when we're holding on to our personal wounding, to conditioning, to ancestral trauma, we can't help but to pass that on to our children, and they can't help but to pick up that burden from us. And we only need to look at our own relationships with our parents. The vast majority of us, our parents have done the absolute best that they possibly can, but they've been carrying these burdens as well, and we've picked them up from our parents, and now we're carrying these burdens. And it's inevitable that if we don't release these burdens, heal our wounding, that our children are going to pick it up from us and they're going to have to carry it. And so I've really come to believe, because this has been my personal experience and I've witnessed it in other mamas as well, that the perinatal period, so the time right around childbirth, is an opportunity for women to heal our stuff. And I say that because our brains as women around the perinatal period literally undergo physical changes, and it gives women the opportunity to literally rewire our brains during that period. So if we think of this in terms of evolution, that's explained as an opportunity for women to become more nurturing and more emotionally intelligent, in other words, to become more responsive mothers to our children. But there is also within that the opportunity for us to, as we're rewiring our brain, there's the opportunity for us to shed our stuff, to shed our conditioning, to heal our wounding, and to step into our power as women and as mothers. And this is a concept that I get really excited to talk about, because I find it a much more empowering concept than that dominant cultural narrative that we're all continuously fed, that motherhood is an inherently depleting and exhausting sacrifice. When we believe that story, we allow it to continue. When we're given new stories, we have the opportunity to change the narrative and to change the experience of mothering for ourselves and for our children and for women everywhere. So we're definitely going to dive deep into these three subjects as the podcast grows and develops, and I can't wait to do that with you. And my intention is to get on some amazing guest experts. And I use the word experts. I'm actually trying to move away from that kind of language. And I'm going to try and use the word guest knowledge holders, because we are all our own experts on our own experience. And there are also some people out there with incredible rich knowledge that can help us find our way back home to ourselves. And so I can't wait to have some really exciting conversations that are going to be evidence-based and they're going to be soul-centered. So we're going to be getting on some amazing guest knowledge holders. And my other intention is to get on real mamas just like you. Wild women who are walking their own path through motherhood. And there's subjects that I can't wait to dive into with real mamas, from their own experiences of physiologic birth, how they've navigated the parenting journey, their experiences of motherhood as an opportunity for growth and healing, even when and especially when it's not pretty. It's hard, it's uncomfortable, it's deep soul work. I want to hear those stories, and I hope that you do too. So I can't wait to get to have some really juicy conversations with experts in all different fields, because mamas are experts in their own unique field. And I hope you're ready to dive in deep with me. So I said I was going to introduce myself just a little bit, and don't worry, I'm not going to like go into heaps of detail and bore the pants off you. I just want to give you a bit of a sense of who I am and what's led me to be here now. So when I first became pregnant with my baby, I was completely unprepared for the extent to which becoming a mother would transform me. Now, like, I'd planned that pregnancy for years. And so I was very ready to become a mother, but I was completely floored by the level of transformation that I was undergoing, even in those very early weeks of pregnancy. And so I actually ended up taking quite a lot of sick leave from my job. I was working as a senior researcher with government at the time, and I took quite a lot of sick leave during that period, and it wasn't because of morning sickness. I did feel a bit sick, but more than that, it was because I kind of had this intuitive knowing. I couldn't have put it into words at the time, but I had this intuitive sense that I needed to retreat. I needed to be at home in a safe space so that not only my body, but my soul could undergo this transformation that was happening. And so my experience of pregnancy was really as a rite of passage. It was intense, transformative, earth-shattering, and it kind of cracked me open and just burned away all of my conditioning, leaving only this tiny seed of my true self. So I'm a researcher by both training and personality. And so I began researching pregnancy and birth well before I was even pregnant, actually. And at that stage, I'd never met anyone who'd birthed their baby anywhere except the hospital before. But all of my research and every ounce of intuition that I had screamed at me that the best and safest way to birth my baby was at home with the support of a private midwife. And so that's what I did. And my beautiful baby boy, Ned, was born in a peaceful, loving, powerful home birth in the winter of 2019. So nearly 2 years ago now. He's 22 months old now. And I probably will talk about my birth experience at some stage on the podcast. But the point that I want to make now is that the experience of his birth was so transformative for me. It stretched me to what felt like the size of the universe. And I've spent the last nearly 2 years since then quietly and tenderly expanding from the inside and learning to fill out my new, much bigger, much more powerful form as mother. And I realized early on during my pregnancy that my sacred calling lay in service to women, babies, and the earth. So when my baby was about 3 months old, I started a course as a doula. And then over the months that followed, I dove deep into my own inner work and my personal healing. And I started serving mamas and babies in my community. So I was offering women's circles and pregnancy retreats, doula support as a pregnancy and postpartum doula. Eventually, I launched an in-person program for expecting mamas. And I experimented with calling myself by different titles. So I called myself a doula for a while. I called myself a birth keeper. But I couldn't find a word that seemed to sum up everything that I wanted to offer to women and babies. So after a while, I just stopped using a title and I just showed up serving mamas in whatever way they were asking me. And what I found over time was that what women were really wanting from me was not so much the kind of nurturing relationship with a doula, which I have so much respect for, and that's why I wanted to emulate that work. But what women were wanting from me was actually information, which I guess in hindsight is unsurprising. I said to you, I'm a researcher by training and by personality. And because of the fact that I'm a researcher and also just by sheer luck, during my pregnancy and early postpartum, I came across the teachings of a few wise women that served me so well during my pregnancy and early mothering experience. And so that knowledge that I had guided me to make decisions that led to an empowering birth experience. It allowed me to parent in a way that was in alignment with not only with my values, but with mine and my baby's physiologic design. It allowed me to dive deep into the inner work and healing that are intended to be a part of the mothering journey. And it empowered me when later on in my mothering experience, I became exhausted and depleted by the work of raising a baby in this modern world that doesn't care about mothers. That knowledge supported me to make radical changes to my life and to call in the support that I needed to be well and to thrive as a mother. So that knowledge was the key, and that's the thing that I believe is my work in sharing with other women. So that's what I'm excited to do here on the podcast, to use this as an opportunity. If you follow me on social media, you know I'm addicted to Instagram. I'm on Instagram a lot. If you don't follow me, come and hang with me on Instagram. I'm Dr. Jessica Hodgins. That's my Instagram handle. But what I find with Instagram is that there's a caption limit, right? So I can't dive deep into these very complex and very nuanced issues in the way that I would like to. And that's what I hope the podcast is going to be. You might, if you're more of a reader, you might also like to head over and check out my blog, because for each podcast episode, there'll be a corresponding blog post. The reason I'm doing it that way is A, because I know some people are readers. I like to write to process things. So it's part of my process as well to write and then to speak. But also because I'm a research head and my intention is that lots of these episodes are going to include references to other resources. Now, you might have no interest at all in following up those resources, but if you do and you're interested in diving deeper into further resources, the blog is going to be the place where you can see actual references to follow up and to dive deep. So that's why the podcast and the blog will kind of work together in that way. So that'll be the blogs over on my website at jessicahodgins.com. Okay, so I hope that's helped to give you a little bit of a sense of the kind of stuff you can expect to hear lots and lots about here on the Wild Mother podcast. And also just a little bit of a sense of who I am. And I'm going to talk more about my experience in further episodes as time goes on. But so that's just a little snippet of how I've come to be here. So I hope you enjoy this very first episode, Mama. If you know another Mama who you think would enjoy talking about this stuff as well, please do share the episode with your like-minded mama friends so that we can really build a community of wild women. I'm a brand new podcast, so it would mean the world to me if you headed over and subscribed. I'm not even kidding there. Like, I would literally start dancing away every time I see a new little subscription. It would make my day. So it's so wonderful to connect with you. Thanks for hanging out today. The next episode I'm super excited about. We're going to dive deep into the subject of physiologic birth. So if you're keen to dive deep with me into the subject of physiologic birth, don't forget to subscribe. I'm going to leave it at that. I hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are. Stay wild, mamas. Thanks for listening to the Wild Mother Podcast. I'm living and mothering on the unceded country of Darawal people, and I gratefully acknowledge their ongoing work and the work of Indigenous people everywhere in the service of thriving life on Earth. Stay wild, mamas.